from the match day check presentation from Tuesday?
Oh, absolutely. It was our first year doing match day. It felt like we were learning something new every day and figuring out what we didn't know every day with match day. And it was just such a really fun and incredible experience, and we didn't know what to expect, so it was just fantastic.
Nearly $5,800. I'm going back to our story. Nearly $5,800 generated here through your efforts and also your portion of the matching pool. I asked you Tuesday kind of how that's setting you up here for different activities. And the way it sounds is this is going to be, you're going to spread this throughout the organization and help children that are, you know, at least thinking of homelessness or in homelessness situations here throughout the spectrum of services that you provide.
Yeah, absolutely. This funding really helps us match to different projects we have going on. I'm writing several other grants for different things. So, for instance, we are upgrading our fire alarm and sprinkler system. Well, upgrading to a fire alarm and sprinkler system. We have a lot of wonderful fire safety things in place, like ladders, fire plan, and preparation. But we don't have a sprinkler system throughout the house, and that is one of the things that we need. So this helps go towards that because we can show that we have some community support to match. It also goes towards our garden project, which we started this past summer. It's just been quite a year. We have a ton of seeds, so we're good on the seeds, but we have a lot of other things that we're going to use that funding for, like, you know, mulch and materials that are important to have fresh food and vegetables all the time, you know, so we can have them when they're growing, and then teach youth how to can and freeze and skills like that that are kind of dwindling.
Clara, you obviously are serving youth in the area, and you have your house now with the location set up and running. What about traffic-wise there with the youth? How many youth have you been seeing?
Well, right now we have about 15 that we're seeing. We focus heavily on prevention, so all of those are currently in prevention because we don't have anyone in our shelter right now. Our goal is to move them into permanent housing as quickly as possible. We've had 87 shelter bed nights over the year. We have up to 21-day stays allowable through FSBE, our granting agency, but the goal with it is to make their experience in homelessness as short as possible in shelters, and we've been able to do that. And then we keep up with them and follow through with a year of aftercare and continued prevention efforts so that they don't fall into homelessness again, whether that was because they were kicked out of home and therefore were working on family reconciliation and preserving that well-being for the whole family, or whether it's issues with running away and not feeling safe or not feeling in control. And then we work with, you know, one-on-one and with the entire family. We do a lot of work with the parents as well. So sure. It's been really something. We anticipate seeing more and more as our name is continuing to get out there, as we are nearing our 1 year in our location. But it's not been slow.
Claire, I was going to ask you here, you mentioned here about the number of youth that you've been serving. What range do you serve in, and really are you on track with what you had initially expected here with the number of youth that you were serving based off of the demand that you projected about a year ago?
Mm-hmm. Well, we serve a range between 14 to 18, and that's up to 18. Of course, we are happy to help older youth in that 18 to 24 range with referrals to other resources and knowing where to go and having someone to talk to point them in the right direction. I think we're pretty well on track. We knew we would have a slower start and then it would build, and we've seen that. The first few months, we were really just doing a lot of work on saying, hey, we are open. This is where we are located. And it seems like word is getting out, and mostly it's through a word of mouth. We get a lot of youth self-referral from other youth that they know, which is honestly the best way to reach youth. So I think it's still a little bit, it was hard to say how much we would expect. We were ready to go day one in case we were full, but we didn't anticipate we would be full. We had to be prepared for it. We anticipated a slower build. And I think that we're pretty much where we would anticipate being.
And talking with Clara Korn of Bloom House Youth Services, what's the age range of youth that you serve, Clara?
14 up to 18.
Okay.
So, well, actually, we can serve as low as 13 in prevention, but shelter is 14. So 13 to 18 for our case management, drop-in center, art therapy, food pantry, all of our other services, but shelter is 14 up to the age of 18.
Speaking of services, have there been some of your services that have been tapped maybe a little bit more regularly than you anticipated earlier on, or really how have your services been utilized here by the youths in the community? And another question comes up is kind of how big of a range are you seeing right now as far as a coverage radius is concerned with these teenagers?
Yeah, I would say our biggest service that we didn't quite anticipate how much the need would be for, and I don't know why we didn't because it seems so obvious now, is food. The intersection between food insecurity and housing insecurity is an obvious one, but we really do go through quite a lot of food. We have our food pantry, so you can take, you know, bags of food home. We have hot meals, which we've served, oh gosh, like over 280. And just like the use of our drop-in center, which is about what we would anticipate. There's not a day that goes by we don't have at least one youth drop by for just being able to be somewhere in the drop-in center, whether it's for heat because there's no, you know, heat at home, or to have a meal because they don't have that, or just because they need a place to be, and ours is a safe and fun place to be for a while. For the range, pretty much we're only seeing youth from Emporia, and I think that that's going to change because we have a targeted outreach plan to go out into the more rural areas around us. So, and make sure that they know where we are and talk to the schools and get posters up. And that's like, you know, Americus and Olpe and Redding and Lebo, and just to get out into the areas around us in a radius, because we do serve the entire state. If a youth showed up here from Topeka, we would house them and get in touch with resources and call Safe Santa members. There's no one that we turn away.
Well, Clara, if people would like to get more information on Bloom House Youth Services and all the services that you provide, how can they get that?
Well, they can get at all kinds of ways. We are online everywhere. We try to have a really robust social media presence. So look for us anywhere as Bloom House Youth Services. We are on Facebook, TikTok even, Instagram. Our Twitter is kind of not super busy, but we exist there. You can reach us there. You can also call us at 208-1199, area code 620. And email us at bloomhouseks@gmail.com. We have a lot of great things happening, too. You can sponsor one of the youth that we're working with. We have a Christmas present sponsorship going on. So if you're interested in that, give us a call. Our wonderful case manager, Tiffany, is handling those. And we are always looking for overnight interns and overnight volunteers. So I say interns because if you're a college student, that might count for internship credit for you, depending on your program. And, yeah, we have a lot going on, so do reach out.
Sounds good. Well, Clara, thanks so much for joining us here. Hope you have a great holiday period and continue helping out the youths of our community that really need it.
Thank you so much. Have a great holiday yourself.
Hey, Clara, thanks. Have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah, Clara Korn with Bloom House Youth Services joining us on our primetime Newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right. And if you want to be part of the Newsmaker slots, or really a lot of our morning show slots next week, we're in a rather unique position versus the last month or so where we got a lot of openings next week. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email us, kvwe@kvwe.com. Tomorrow we talk with Kayla Mock. The December rendition of the Emporia First Friday Art Walk is tomorrow. The preview's tomorrow as well.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. That's MRSK Buildings, Jeff Hodges, 340-7732. 731, 26 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
I'm Heather Brazel. I'm one of the providers at Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care. Express Care is